I want to put this on there. This is what happens when you get a DUI. You have to blow into your device all the time. And that way you can keep your car running. Don't drink and drive, kids.
That's like the...
When shit gets real, when the joke stop and shit gets real, blow
it. Keeping it real.
That's real work.
What's up, you guys are watching Half Well Grown. What's our first story?
Okay, so Viral Clash turns into graphic novel about racism. A couple months ago, Christian Cooper, a former Marvel comic editor, was bird watching in Central Park. If you remember, there was a video.
I'm going to tell them there's an African-American man threatening my life.
Please tell them whatever you like.
After that video went viral, he teamed up with DC Comics and came out with a graphic novel. So his idea is that he wants to be able to tell the story of racism through his artistry. Who knew he was a comic book creator? So
thank you for being a racist, because now he gets to profit off of your stupidity. You know what I'm saying? And we win.
Yeah, so I didn't know the whole backstory behind the thing. I didn't know this guy was a bird watcher. I thought he was just in the park and didn't fuck with dogs. And to me, that's reason enough to ask somebody to put their dog on a leash. But apparently he was just there doing probably the whitest activity you could possibly do anywhere. And, you know, he just asked her kindly, could you put your vicious fucking animal on a leash? And she said, no. In fact, I'm going to call the police. Nigger. No, she didn't say that.
Yes, she did.
She might as well have said that. But this guy was just a bird watcher, and that's actually in the comic book. And in the comic book, his dad gave him these special binoculars, and through those binoculars, he sees the stories of Breonna Taylor and George Floyd and different things like that. So that's the relevance of the binoculars and his whole idea of being a bird watcher. Pretty interesting. I didn't think that you could do something so comic book like of such a weird and unfortunate set of events, but I mean, I guess that's what he got paid for. And now this lady is going to be in the DCEU as a racist motherfucker who choked dogs up.
That's loosely based on her. I know that they put that in there for lawsuits. They was like, this is loosely based on his side of the story. But to me, you know, the grandfather hands the kids this binoculars, and as he goes to the park, he's like, what am I supposed to do with this? And he sees in the drawings, like, really graphic shootings and killings, like the real graphic shit that we've seen. But I would be so mad at my grandfather if he knew that these binoculars was what I was about to look for through, and he didn't give me no warning or nothing. He just like, go to the park by yourself.
Right.
With no emotional support or assistance. He was looking at, like, you traumatized your grandson. That is not the way to educate.
That's good. I didn't ask for that gift. You know what I'm saying? Like, I asked for a telescope because I'm into astronomy, and you got me some fucking binoculars, granddad. Like, I get it. You know, I get to see the change as it happens, but I, at the same time, it's like, nigga, I'm 10.
Hey, this is the age your ass needs to know.
That's true.
We were messed up. This is the age it needs to be instilled. It's fucked up out here. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
I don't need a magical artifact to enhance racism like granddad.
I do. It shows you very vividly, especially as a kid, you'll never forget. Just like you don't forget this is your brain on drugs. You know what I'm saying? With the shit, you don't forget certain shit. So, yes, you need something to fuck you up to be like, I can't be fucking with this shit. You know?
That's a fucked up ass Christmas gift. I mean, Jim Crow binoculars. It's like, granddad, you could have got me an HDTV. You would have did the same thing, but thanks, I guess.
And are the binoculars recording? Because who's going to believe me if fucking 10-year-old be like, yeah, I saw this guy get killed by the cops. And I'm like, get the fuck out of here. Get your 10-year-old ass out of here. Like, it's got to be recording it so I can show you the video footage of what's actually happening. So
he gave it to him. He's just passing on like you pass the tray in church for more money. He's like, dang, you see this bullshit? Then you pass it down to your friend, they see the bullshit. It's like a rumor or a story, or then we share out here on regular internet.
Well, warn me or be there for me and hold my hand. But I do all jokes aside, I like the fact that, you know, every type of organization or company is trying to find their way to use their platform to, you know, speak on police brutality and what's going on. Like,
right.
I guess I would have seen it coming with DC Comics. I was going to say some fucked up shit. I'm like, the Marvel version going to be fire.
I'll tell you something particularly interesting. I'll say this much after I blow into this thing here.
Wait, he really got a DUI and got to do this shit? Why are you going to Vegas? Okay. That's so stupid right now.
Fuck all that shit. I'll say this much. I don't need to give him
we
to
can't take you serious.
This life, Prince, I don't know what to tell you. This
I thought he was playing. I thought it was a joke.
No.
Let me tell you something. I'm in these streets with DUIs trying to beat some cheeks in Vegas. That's my life. Let's get back to the fucking story. The point is, as a young black kid, I don't think I would need the binoculars. I would have asked my granddad to give them to a white person so that they can see the shit, because clearly they don't think the shit is real. But like Miss Cynthia said, in all seriousness, I do get it. It is very interesting. I did have the opportunity to look through the thing, and to be honest with you, the DCEU need all the help it can get, because all they moves is fucking flopping right now. So god damn it, if Bird Watcher and Racist Bitch is they new hot shit, I'm with it 100%. Plus it teach a bunch of valuable lessons, so let's do it.
Okay.
Alright, there it is. So we got Katy Perry out here. Now, full disclaimer, she is happily engaged. Oh. It's the love of her life. But her ex-nigga, the internet recently rediscovered that she purchased her ex a $200,000 ticket to outer space. I guess that's love. Once you're in a relationship, you do things out of love. So shout out to her. She a real one. I wish somebody would drop 200 G's on me. Now, the shittiest part of this story is that before he could cash in on his ticket and go to space, they broke up, which is tragic. I would have been in divorce court for that myself, arguing and pleading with the judge to get my ticket back to space. But what's one thing you regret buying your ex? What's the biggest loss you ever took? Craig, you seem anxious to...
Oh, yeah. Christmas of 2002.
Damn!
This bitch, her name is... I'm not going to say her name, but... she gave me a Christmas list. I was a youngster. I was 19, 20 years old. She
like
gave
Santa
me
Claus?
She gave me a Christmas list with 29 things on it. I bought 28 of the 29 things. So what I'm gonna say is fuck the Christmas list of 2002. I regret that whole list.
What was on the list? Wait.
But do you ever think, like, if I'd have bought 29 out of 29, we'd have still been together? Or is that just not how men think?
Nah, see, what had happened was she got pregnant by the father of the family she was babysitting for. So
wow.
So that's what happened. You broke, bitch. I remember what you did, you broke loser, bitch. But yeah, she know who I'm talking about.
Oh my God.
So I'm going to say that everything on that list, I regret.
Yeah. But if you would have got that 29th, would she have not got pregnant? Would she have stayed at the house?
I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I ain't going to lie. I was cheating, but I still bought all the gifts.
That's what you do. That's how you reward yourself.
You know
what I'm saying? I'm not going to be faithful and buy everything. That's stupid.
Yeah, you're not supposed to regret gift buying, though, too. If you want to keep it 100, you know what I'm saying? When you do stuff out of the kindness of your heart, you know what I'm saying? It's not really about you. Buying gifts ain't about you.
I regret the gifts I bought, but it's not because of the money that I spent on it. It's the fact that it's like, it's something that could stay around after I'm gone. Like, I regret every pair of sneakers or like accessories or something fly that I bought a man, because there's nothing I hate more than seeing pictures of him with a new bitch with the J's on that I bought him. I'd be like, yo, I own every Nike down. Like, so that's what I regret.
And it's crazy because the gifts y'all give us, we really set our lives up to be better. Like, you know, niggas get phones, laptops out of bitch. We be giving y'all candles, perfume, a bag or two.
Right. So that's the thing. Cologne, it runs out. Candles, they burn down. Edible arrangements, he gonna eat it, it's gone. It's like, I'm not gonna give you no shit you can flex all over the new woman with me. So that's just what I regret. Kamira?
Well, you know, I'm crazy. Anything I buy a nigga that I regret, I go take the fuck back. That's what the fuck I do because...
Oh, Jay?
Oh, Jay? Me for my shit, nigga. Run me my shit back. I'm an Indian giver, okay? I don't give a fuck. And then I took this a whole nother way. I took this. She was tired of this nigga and she bought him a $200,000 ticket to space. You know what the fuck could happen to you on your way to space, nigga? Like, I would never want my nigga to go to space if I loved him. She was already tired of this nigga. Like, go to space. Hopefully something happened and I could be with my new nigga that I'm now pregnant by. That's what I think Katy Perry was on. Like, that's some rich okay. white shit. That's like, bitch, something might happen. You know, the rockets be blowing up. You
yeah.
feel me, like?
Hey, I'm come like, here. You made a point about me. Being an Indian giver. You are an Indian giver, but you also are charitable with your Indian giverness. Because I remember you had bought one nigga that you was dating some clothes, and he made you mad. And I could fit the jeans, and you gave them to me.
Oh,
so
wow.
From the bottom of my heart.
Preach.
I don't know what that nigga did to fuck up, but I got some brand new 501s.
Preach.
A little Lacoste shirt, like, nigga, I was fresh that summer.
He ain't lying either. Neighborhood, he ain't lying. That's what I did.
A gift I regret buying for an ex was putting her on my AAA card. We broke up and I ran out of toes. You know, you get a certain amount of free toes when your car messes up. And I ran out of free toes before I even did one that year. And they were like, yeah, it seems like Mrs. B used up all your toes for this year. I was like, you mother. So I had to pay for my toes the rest of the year. So that wasn't too bad, but it wasn't too good either.
I don't know if it's so much buying. I regret giving my ex any time of day. All right. Once I found out who she was as a person, I was like, man, this could have been a text relationship. We didn't even have to like spend no time together. Like, it was, you ever like, you know how it is when you start meet somebody and they send a representative and you know you really find out who they are like a month into it or something like that. It was one of those type of things. It's just like you just be lying just to be lying. Like, I lie a lot, but I be kidding. Like, I'll lie and be like, I just messing with you, right? She lived in the lie. Like, that's what she got her post mail at. Like, it was ridiculous. And I really regret spending that time. Now, the sex was fire. I ain't gonna lie to you. Come to think of it, when I think about the sex, I'm like, you know what? I don't mind giving up that time. But I just wish I wouldn't have met her. Let's just say that.
I don't have a gift that I regret giving my ex, because I feel like in the time that I gave whatever gift, like, it was worth it and it was meant to be theirs. Now, when I look back over my life and I calculate the amount of money, all these gifts, and the amount of love, time, and effort given to these relationships, I should probably be a billionaire at this point, but I'm not gonna keep thinking about that, because then I'd probably be really sad. So I'm gonna just keep trekking forward and say, I don't regret any of it. I did what I did during that time, and I'm just gonna keep looking forward. A billionaire, not.
Okay, so the next story is so random, so crazy. The National Black Farmers Association calls for a boycott of John Deere. You guys know what John Deere is? It's like all that bright green, country shit, bright green, yellow equipment and all of that. Mm-hmm. According to the National Black Farmers Association, the NBFA is a real thing. They invited the Deere company to display its equipment at the NBFA's annual conference every year. Yeah, and every year, repeatedly, John Deere executives have curtly declined the invitation. Now, the National Black Farmers Association president, John Boyd, says that he feels like they view their invitations as a nuisance based on how they respond and say they don't want to come. The NBFA has 116,000 members in 42 states, so it's not a small thing. And they represent, you know, a substantial customer base for John Deere, but John Deere does not give one fuck. The company continues to participate at predominantly white farm shows and events while snubbing the Black Farmers event. So the NBFA is calling for a nationwide boycott of John Deere equipment. They're saying, we are asking all NBFA members to stop buying John Deere tractors, implements, mowers, and parts. President Boyd said, we are now the new relationships with companies who value the work of NBFA members. Now, the John Deere company did come out and say that it's not true, but I don't see why the NBFA would protest and boycott for no reason. What y'all think about this? I mean, I know we don't farm, but fuck John Deere.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm gonna be honest, I didn't even know there was a Black Association of Farmers. Like that right there took me out. It's like 116,000 members across 42 states. Nigga, that's huge. That's crazy that John Deere is that pompous that they are turning their back on these potential customers. It's like, it's not that difficult to get there. I know y'all have to have a store somewhere close to wherever they're having this conference at. Like, how hard is it to get a couple vehicles over there? It's ridiculous to me.
I hate to even hear about this because John Deere has some fly shit. You know, some nice John Deere hats. And you know what I'm saying?
Little T-shirt, remember they had the white T-shirt going?
John Deere fly, fool. But I didn't know they was acting like that. But my thing is, do we need things? I mean, like, if we got this many people, then who cares? Who cares? You invite somebody, they don't ever come. That's on them. But if y'all don't want to fool with them, don't fool with them. They ain't right. Whatever. But I think we should just quit trying to have them accept us so much. Like, we done built our own shit up. So if they come, they come. If they don't, hey, blessings to y'all, John Deere. We're going on about our business. We won't patronize with you if that's how we feel, since you repeatedly don't want to F with us. But at the same time, we steady building. We good either way. So we ain't mad. You know what I'm saying? I just want us to get to a point where we're not mad at people for they, like, that's who you is. Okay, cool.
I don't think it's necessarily about being mad. I think it's about bringing awareness to the situation. Just the people in this organization aren't the only ones utilizing this equipment. There are like just regular ma and pa spots. There are regular families that use riding lawnmowers and things of that nature. It's like, okay, well, if you don't want, you're showing us on a large scale, this national organization, you're not fucking with us as a race, right? Not just as an organization, but as a race, because this is a Black Farmers Association. So if you're not fucking with us as a race, then all of our entire race needs to know this. All right, let's just put this on. Let's put this on a billboard. Like, yo, they not fucking with us. That's cool. We're not asking you to. We're just saying now everyone knows, so we can start fucking with your competitor. We can fucking with this other person that fuck with us.
Are there any competitors to
John? Absolutely. Like, absolutely. You got Cat.
I have seen that mostly in construction sites, though.
But they make all equipment, too.
Nobody fuck with us.
No, that's not true, because some companies who know their demo, and it's mostly Black people, we always like to use, like, McDonald's commercials as an example, they cater all of their shit to trying to reach that demo. They don't feel like Black people. John Deere is like, cool, some Black people buy it, but most of our money comes from white farmers.
We can come out with John Thompson. You know what I'm saying? We come out with Joe Jackson. You know what I'm saying? Like, we can come out without, but I get it. Like, y'all ain't messing with, people do need to know. Don't you have a choice in your money? Like, we all love Teal Figure till we found out he set up and said he don't make his stuff for Black people. Then, some people still out here wearing it happily. And others are like, I find
the whole thing to be wildly insane. I mean, like, you got to be a different kind of racist to not fuck with Black farmers. Like, how do you not want to see niggas in the field? That's if you are true racist, you would think you would encourage niggas on a farm. That's how deep they racism go. They went, you know what? You niggas shouldn't be using my equipment. You use your fucking hands. That's what you're good at. Maybe that's truly why they don't want to fuck with all the Black farmers, because they like, you niggas, y'all supposed to
be. Well, we wanted you in the field, you didn't want to be in the field. Now you want to use that shit.
Now you want to invite me to your fucking plantation party? No, nigga, you niggas is flip-floppy. Maybe it's on us.
We definitely have other options. They should definitely reach out to Honda. Honda makes a lot of farming equipment. They make a lot of mowers and things of that nature. So reach out to Honda, Craftsman, Black & Decker, Cub Cadet. It's a lot of them they can reach out to outside of them, but I think we should have that awareness in the community of the companies that aren't fucking with us. Like, I don't think that's anything wrong. It's kind of like The Green Book. I don't know if you saw the movie with Mahershala, and he was going through the South.
Wait, with who?
Mahershala.
Oh, I thought she just made some mumble jumble up. Mahershala Ali. Okay, yeah, cool.
No, Mahershala Ali. And kind of like what Craftsman, Lovecraft Country is all about. Like, there was a book that showed Black people where they could go in the South, who would welcome them, who would serve them. And I think we need a modern day Green Book. We need to know the companies that are fucking with us. We need to know who appreciates our Black dollar. We need to know that, because that's where we need to support, outside of like just investing in our own companies first, like Black owned companies first. But when we do have to invest in a major corporation, we need to know where they stand when it comes down to like the right side of justice. Like, and I think that's an amazing idea, and I can't spearhead it, but I wish somebody would. I would help finance it possibly to get that going, because I want to make sure my dollars is going to somebody that's like going to invest it or cares about my community.
Essentially, like a ally list. Like, we got lists with Black companies, but what's like some white companies that we can fuck with? Because it'd be hard sometimes to only buy Black. You fuck around and find out, don't know niggas make tissue paper, but it'd be nice to find out what motherfuckers make tissue paper that fuck with niggas. So, ally book. The Green Book, now we gonna have the ally book.
True, because I think we as Black people, I think we just think anything that we buy a lot of, they have to fuck with us. Like, we swear they made Hennessy just for Black people, and now all the rappers, Young Ma, everybody is like, Hennessy, we tried to get deals for them and shit, and they like, fuck y'all, we didn't tell y'all to drink our shit. No, we not giving y'all no endorsements. And we like, what? But we have it at every party, and they like, we don't give a fuck. Like,
they don't.
What's they like then? I didn't know. Well, Chick-fil-A don't give a fuck about y'all either. They fuck with the Republicans, but everybody be on Chick-fil-A. So y'all won't cover my drink? No, a lot of y'all foods too. So do y'all got that list of who really support these niggas? Because if you really taking it there, then let's really be to the roots. You know what I'm saying? With all the shit.
Wait a minute. Chicken different. Chicken different. Chicken.
Hennessy, I think it comes from France, like, because it's a cognac. It's weird because, like, enthusiasts say that it's not a cognac. They don't really call Hennessy a cognac. Like, even the pure white Hennessy, they say it's not a cognac. They label it as a cognac.
We call it brown liquor. We call it dark.
Dark. And we call it dark, but if it's a cognac, it's made with grapes. So,
Cognac is made with cognac grapes, and it's from France, but you right, they do not fuck with niggas, and I forgot about that.
It's not surprising that
you forgot about that.
Fucks with us. If you go to the history of the nigga, you won't be eating nothing, you won't be drinking nothing, you won't be doing nothing. Like, so that's what I'm saying. How deep is your roots for the shit, for the cause? Because when you trace everything back, nigga, it is what it is.
Like, we gotta put our own Hennessy, like, and we got Douce, but that shit ain't sweet enough. So put some brown sugar in the Douce. And that's Hennessy, nigga, I promise you.
Hey, we know, we letting it go. Hennessy ain't what it is. They said fuck up.
Backstrap molasses and some Douce, nigga, that's Hennessy. Trust me. I got 2 DUIs to prove it. Do it.
Thank you for watching another episode of Half Woke. I hope you guys woke up just a little bit more with us today. Make sure you guys leave some comments below. If you're a Black farmer, let us know what's something you regret buying your ex. Let's just have some conversations. I'm Cynthia Luciette.
I'm Precious Hall.
I'm Ron Taylor. Oh, shit.
It was so close.
I'm to hear more.
I'm Ron Taylor.
See you next time.